This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Dennis and Callahan's Headlines.
Kurt Minahane, tonight's worst person in the sports world.
Headlines.
Joining us now from Boston, Kurt Minahane.
Headlines with Kirk Minahane on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Headlines is brought to you by AT&T, mobilizing your world, and the great people at Bob's Discount Furniture Stores.
Can I just delay the ecstasy here for just a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
As Lumpy's going to do headlines. Did it occur to anybody, since we knew this for 24 hours?
You didn't hear me. I just said this.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I just walked in.
No. I just said it 30 seconds ago. To have Curtis sound within the headlines, that's what we were going to say or no?
That we would actually have a
different open.
A different Stop. Open right. That might have mentioned did, Curtis doing headlines.
Did that occur to you?
Headlines, sausage, headlines.
What did Jerry just say to you in the kitchen? We're going to be disappointed because sausage will not help.
I expected to hear
it. Nothing to help this segment.
A mock headlines with Chris Curtis, different Curtis gaffes over the years.
Yes, yes.
Right in the headlines.
Sausage, it never occurred to you to put together a 20-second open that mocked Curtis doing headlines.
It did not.
Okay. Good. Wow, that is beyond frightening. Okay, good. All right. Now we know where we are. We set the bar low.
All right, we're going to start
and
with
we're going lower.
We're going to start with an 800-pound man who was kicked out of a hospital for ordering pizza.
Oh, I like this story.
That's good.
That's good.
A Rhode Island man who weighs just under 800 pounds has been kicked out of the hospital for ordering pizza. Stephen Asante, he's 33 years old, says his eating addiction is what led him to the hospital. We have some sound from him right now, right?
Don't hate on me cause I'm fat, cause I'm really skinny, and I can get any woman I want on internet and in real life. All the boys hate me cause I got big titties and I'll shove them in ya. In the pizza.
Okay, all right.
Is that really him?
Yeah, I'm sure it's him.
Yes.
That's really him.
Yes.
Jerry, help me a second. We're going to lower the bar one more notch.
The 800-pound guy from Rhode Island is rapping right there? Singing?
He's half naked singing on YouTube.
And he was in the hospital for his eating disorder, and they kicked him out for ordering a pizza?
Yes.
Huh. Does Domino's deliver to hospitals?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah? Room 502, probably. Bring that pizza in here?
Yeah, why not?
Speaking of pizza.
Where did he go after that? Did he go, to?
It doesn't say.
Like Applebee's for some riblets?
He doesn't say.
Speaking of pizza, Jerry and I have a bet on this.
Go ahead.
When I walked into the coffee room this morning to get coffee before 5 o'clock, there was some leftover pizza, cold pizza. Two boxes, by the way, from Mikey's show. Mm-hmm. There is none now. Swear to God. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eyes, Collinsworth said. Did you have any of that pizza?
As God is my witness, I did not.
Sausage, did you have any of that pizza?
I did not.
They're both lying. Okay.
I've never seen Curtis eat.
I know we would go out to at the Super Bowl whatever, and you don't. That's not criticism, but you don't eat in front of us.
I am a awful eater. Like I'll eat like a bag of chips at 4 o'clock. I'll not go to bed. I'll wake up at midnight, go into the fridge. I'm that's why I've gained all the weight I've gained.
Did you care to apologize, Jerry, for saying this was not going to be a good headline?
I apologize.
Okay, good. Get to the next
okay,
one.
Okay, we got Caitlyn Jenner. Let's go. Come on, guys. So, Caitlyn Jenner, her medications, or his medications, whatever you want to say, may have triggered her fatal car crash. The two stepkids that were affected by this filed legal documents in which they demand to know the medication that Caitlyn Jenner was using. What do you guys think? Is this
how was she exonerated, or how do they? I've read,
you know why,
all about it, this. Right? She's at fault. A woman died. Kim Howe, 69-year-old woman died. I don't get how she gets cleared in this.
ESPN put in the fix.
No,
is she cleared because of who she is? Because she had her Adam's apple shaved?
And not enough evidence, I think I read.
It looks to me like all kinds of evidence.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't. Who else could possibly be at fault? She rear-ended the car. Mm-hmm. That car hit the woman. The woman died.
Well, maybe the car that she hit wasn't where it needed to be.
There's no question the fact that she's what she is right now played a role in that. In her not being
and she was in a, like an Escalade or Denali or something.
Yeah, big
pulling ATVs. Like
all-terrain vehicles?
Yeah, she had a couple of ATVs, Caitlin.
Right.
That she and Diane Sawyer were going to take for a ride in the hills.
Yeah.
Well, the authorities claim that she was not impaired after the accident, that she was tested, but that's still under investigation. And lastly, we have a pretty big story here. NBA star Matt Barnes drove 95 miles from Santa Barbara to L.A.
I wouldn't say he's an NBA star. No, it's with TMZ. You have to agree with what TMZ wrote, Chris.
Okay, an NBA player.
It's part of the headline process.
Jesus Christ. After you learn that...
He's not going to help you.
No.
NBA star Matt Barnes drove 95 miles from Santa Barbara to L.A. to pick a fight with Derek Fisher this weekend. After you learn that Fisher has been dating his estranged wife. Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
The who?
Memphis Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies. The Dribblies. The Memphis Dribblies.
Go ahead. Don't stop, Chris.
Keep going. Forge ahead.
When he heard that the Knicks coach was in L.A. with his ex-girlfriend, Gloria Govan, Barnes went nuclear, hightailed it to L.A. and confronted Fisher in the backyard of his home. Next page. According to the report,
like Paul Harvey.
It's like Katie Breathing in Bookman's school.
According to the report,
sausage, do something! Jesus Christ!
Was I right or what?
God,
just sitting there. Yeah.
Like, God, it's not your fault.
Host a new host.
No, forget it. Host, let it go.
Man, we said it before.
It's anything? Funny. Do you have anything to add to the segment?
No, nothing.
You're so lazy. You suck. Jesus, you suck at your job.
I can't believe I gave him $100.
Cops were reportedly called to the scene, but no one was arrested. As for Fisher, he filed for divorce from his wife, Candace, back in March, and one of the nastiest breakups in recent memory.
Can I blame Fisher for this, you guys?
Like
I know.
Henry,
everyone's blaming Barnes. I blame Fisher. I mean, he's a
coach.
Have
you seen this lady, though?
I've seen this lady. This lady's awesome, exotic.
I think she's hotter than Blake Bortles' girlfriend.
She's, in a way.
I'm more attracted to her.
She looks exciting.
She makes me tingle more than the other one.
But she's dangerous, would you admit?
That's dangerous. Yeah,
she's dangerous. He's in Matt Barnes' house.
That's
using Matt Barnes' stuff. Sleeping in Matt Barnes' bed.
Bad play.
You've been through this, Dino. Been through a divorce.
No. Yes.
Could you imagine that?
Oh.
What?
Kind of hope for it.
Actually, he would probably play the part.
She can remarry the alimony.
Okay, he'd play the part of Fisher. That's why.
So what should I say?
Is this all Barnes' fault?
The shirt fits me.
Is this all Barnes? I know legally.
No.
I mean, you blame Barnes.
There's a way to do it. I mean, but no, I do not. If some guy.
However, technically, she is his ex. Ex means no longer together.
And if you marry this crazy looking, wild looking.
You reap the whirlwind.
So does she have to present a list to Barnes to say, give me a list of the guys that I can and cannot date?
But no, but think about it. If you know the guy and you know he's at your house, you know he's, you know, in your bed, you know he's schlepping your ex-wife on the bed.
Yeah.
You're pissed. Now, would I drive 95 miles? I probably wouldn't.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
I don't blame Barnes. And I do blame Fisher, too. He's sleeping with a woman who slept with Matt Barnes?
Well.
That's dangerous. That's a three condom special.
Yeah. You think of Fisher as like this class act, you know, the guy that he changed teams just so his daughter could get treatment for her
these guys.
Or a disease.
You believe the ESPN narrative that you get fed. underneath it all, they all have penises, and they're all on the road.
But do you think of Fisher as one of these wild men that just...
No, but I'm not. I'm never surprised that you're an athlete like that. Are you? You should know more than me.
I'm not shocked, but I'm mildly surprised. It's kind of like Doc Rivers. I thought of him as kind of a class act.
I know, but you don't know.
So
right?
What if he? Of course, I don't know.
Would you defend him if he took it to the next level and did something OJ-like?
Yeah, why not?
Did he have logical?
What did he do? He didn't. Did he punch him?
Do you think that's I'm just looking at the Twitter reaction to the headlines. Do you think OJ went in there and Ron Goldman was in the Cole Brown Simpson were slipping?
No. I think Ron Goldman was totally innocent.
Was he delivering bring her glasses back or something?
Totally innocent.
Jesus.
I'm gonna blame OJ 100%
I'm not ready to say that yet. Did you watch any of those OJ specials that they had last
I saw the promos.
I watched it. It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where he's being interrogated?
Yeah, during the civil suit?
Yes.
Yes.
Do they have him giggling with Roy Firestone?
They have some of that, actually. They do, yes.
That was on ESPN, right? Another
Roy Firestone was the original nut licker.
I know.
He was.
Where did he go?
Why did they not bring him back?
Where did he go? I know.
It's no Ken Jeong, but he's a talented guy.
Can I just add this headline quickly before we wrap up this award-winning segment?
Epic segment.
Do you mind, Chris Curtis?
Go ahead.
I think Curtis did okay.
I do, too.
I think he did okay.
And I think Sausage, as usual, failed miserably.
Pathetic. It's.
It didn't. Nothing. You had no ideas to help out.
No,
that
no pre-planning.
Nothing.
No forethought.
I was just going to let him go. I wasn't going to drop himself on himself. Drop wise, I wasn't going to do that.
So I suggested, just the obvious or the dumb and dumber cut. Well,
even like, but
we can't come up with anything.
Are you
dumb?
A lesbian or that's nothing?
This easy, obvious stuff. I mean, I'm not asking you to actually get creative.
No, it's
but
not
to try.
How about that? To
get involved.
Rob Jenner stuff.
You didn't think of get involved. Anyway, did you hear about the story in Germany? In Germany, that's the key here. Germany, which is kind of like part of the West, right?
Yeah.
It's not some primitive culture.
No.
Well, these Syrian refugees, a girl, a woman, in Syria, was murdered by her.
It's a cough button for that, Chris.
Brothers and her father. Her brothers and her father stabbed her to death. Her mother ordered them to stab her to death. You know why? One guess.
She killed her baby sister.
She was gang raped. Her mother decided she was unclean, ordered her brothers and father to stab her to death, and they did. Her last words were, "I'm too young to die." And she is. She's young. And these fine folks are pouring into these countries. Germany's welcomed them. Angela Merkel, whatever her name is, said,
right.
Come on in.
Come on in.
And they're coming here next. These folks who think that you have to murder your own child because she got gang raped.
Jerry, it's not exactly aligning with our culture. Just like it's in Afghanistan, it's okay to chain a boy to your bed. That's their culture, Jerry.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I was going to retweet it. I didn't because it's so repulsive. Have you seen pictures of the culture in Afghanistan? There are pictures of a guy.
Yeah,
he's
mullah
with the hat and everything and the beard. And he's making out with a child, a kid who's probably 8. And the other children are standing there in awe of this guy. There's another one where a little kid, like 8, 10-year-old kid, they dress him up like a girl so that it makes it more fun to molest him. There are photos, probably videos somewhere too, of this culture that we're supposed to.
Our military says that's just fine.
Right. That's just the way they are.
I usually like to end lines with a little more upbeat story.
Go ahead.
But Curtis, he wanted to go heavy at the end. That's his call.
It was my call.
No, I think we should end with this. I'm speaking with Richard Deitch today, 1:30, podcast, SI, huge story. I mean, he did say that I was one of the most aggressive sports radio producers in the country, so obviously I'm a pretty big deal. What would you think I should do to prepare between now and 1:30?
Listen to his other podcasts and see if he ambushes people and be ready for the ambush.
I actually told Sausage to get this together.
Well,
that's
not going to happen. Jeez.
With questions and me being a moron, but I don't know if we have that ready. Is that ready, Craig?
Welcome to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast, where each week we interview members of the sports media about the process of their work and interesting people about how they consume their sports media. Okay. When did you decide that you wanted to write that piece?
From Pawtucket?
All right, a couple of questions off this. Did that include your employers and bosses?
At the time of the promo, at the time the promo was needed to be written.
I want to ask you about the reaction to the blog post.
Hating, I agitated over it.
Was that consistent?
I agitated over this weekend.
Were there also some negative feedback to that, too?
Like free hot breadfix? Well, that sucked. All right.
I think you should go back to being the slovenly, uninvolved presence.
This is a pretty big morning show, and I'd say a fairly large market, and this is what we have to deal with every day. This is what we have to fight through every day.
Yeah.
We have to wade through this. I'm professional.
At least they
just want to let you know headlines is brought to you by AT&T Mobilizing Your World. And the great people at Bob's Discount Furniture Stores.
Just out of curiosity, who's calling you when you're on the air at 7:45?
It's a sales call.
Sales call.
Yeah, I'm going to take it anyway. This segment
you might get
so
take
bad.
A job of sales after this.
We'll be right back, I think.
Hightailed it to L.A. and confronted Fisher in the backyard of his home. Next page.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.